This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Okay, there you go. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. You really do need to be part of the conversation. And I appreciate the time you're spending with us. Again, on the air, being involved, being engaged, making sure that you're doing the right thing. So, if you're paying attention to what's going on around you, and you really do have to. And by the way, this is house cleaning here, as I call it. Hello to MyPillow.com. I just found out that our promo code even works at the other place. Now, I don't know if some of you know this, but and tell me anybody else who does this. Mike Lindell has got another website called My Store. MyStore.com. And at MyStore, he sells product, and actually, he facilitates the sale of product for a lot of small business owners. And you know, you got people that, there's herbal teas, right, there's extracts there, and they're not made by these massive companies, big corporations. They're made by some of these, you know, mom-and-pop organizations, who, you know, come up with a great product and trying to help out, and, you know, they want to make a few bucks, obviously. So head over to MyStore.com or MyPillow.com. Either one of them, use promo code Joe, and you'll get a great break, anywhere from 30 to 70% off. Sometimes it's 2 for 1. And, again, Mike works with us. He helps us. And, you know, we always talk about supporting our own. We are terrible at times at supporting our own. We really are. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, MyPillow.com or MyStore.com at this point. Promo code Joe on the way out. Great products made here in this country. Keep us working. Keep money coming in. Put some money in my pocket. Won't kill you. Anyway, I'm going to get to this. So, Joey B, I love this stuff, by the way. He always gets lost in a couple. When he's asked a question, and he's in a little bit of pressure, he's nowhere to be found. I'm not trying to be mean to the guy, but he is. He's nowhere to be found. And he can never come back from a, take a listen for yourself.
You say your mental focus is.
Oh, it's focused. I have trouble even mentioning, even saying to myself, my own head, the number of years. I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than fly. I mean, it's just not, I haven't observed anything in terms of, there's not things I don't do now that I did before, whether it's physical or mental or anything.
I don't understand. Now, look, I know I don't have the best grasp of the English language.
I know this. But I'm sorry, is this even the English language? I'm not so sure it is. And just in case you didn't hear it the first time, maybe I blew this. Maybe I really did screw up. Right?
I have trouble.
All right. No. You got to hear this from the beginning. I can't let you hear it halfway through. Take a listen.
You say your mental focus is.
Oh, it's focused. I have trouble even mentioning, even saying to myself, my own head, the number of years. I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than fly. I mean, it's just not, I haven't observed anything in terms of, there's not things I don't do now that I did before, whether it's physical or mental or anything else.
You say your mental focus.
I don't even know what to do with that. I basically didn't understand anything he just said. Anyway, I mean, we're gonna have a whole bunch of new words because of him. I don't know what it's going to take for the left to not so much call him out. There's got to be a way, got to be a way for them to figure out a way for him to get out of this. Sure, to kill him, the man. They better not. You know, I mean, we all wondered if they were going to do something nasty to him, and I'm not talking about the MAGA people either. Like I said, the best thing they can do for Joe Biden, not for the country now, but for Joe Biden, is to let him on his own back out and just say, look, for health reasons, for family, whatever it is, right? I need to step down so I don't slow the country down. It can continue on. And I just need to back away. And everybody would respect him for that, right? I mean, come on, think about it. There's always that great look. He cared so much about the people. Cares so much about the people around him that he decided to do this. It's just amazing. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. When we come back, we are going to talk about Joy Reid, who says that DeSantis is warning about the looters. Such a racist threat. Sounds like the old days of segregation. Really? How does he even tie that together? Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
talent. That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. So you're not part of the problem. I mean that sincerely. All right, so this is always a lot of fun. Joy Reid, she said that DeSantis is warning to looters in Ian's aftermath. It's like the racist threat from segregation. So what I don't understand here, so let me see. If you try to rob or loot somebody's house or business, you might get shot. Doesn't say if you try to loot or rob somebody's business and you're black, you might get shot. Or you're brown. Or you're Asian. No. You, if anybody of any color, of any ethnic background, tries to come into my house to loot it during this, you may You may find something you don't want to find. Now, Joy Reid, through Twitter, she bashed the Governor DeSantis, for warning potential criminals against looting and evacuating homes of, Hurricane Ian survivors. She linked his statements or tied his statements to racist cops and politicians in the segregation era. Now, on Saturday, the host of, Read Out. Yeah, she's out. Tweeted that DeSantis telling people not to loot, really, not to loot, and warning them they might be shot by gun-carrying Floridians, had the same tone as segregationist Miami Sheriff Walter E. Headley, infamously saying that when the looting starts, the shooting starts. That was back in the 60s. I guess she's taken on the same mindset that some have. Is it because she believes in reparations? Is because she believes that, just because you left your house empty means that anybody can walk in, take whatever they want, use whatever they want? Right? Reid also tweeted her link to the NPR article about the racist history, connecting it to the vicious segregationists. And also some black or anti-black politicians, such as Bull Connor. She tried to tie DeSantis' words, make them look like that's exactly the road he was going down. Like, we've said it, we keep saying it, we keep talking about it. Everything for them is racism. Everything. Nothing has any merit to it for them. Nothing. Unless you want to talk about reparations and you're on board with that. Unless you want to talk about white supremacy and you want to admit that you are one, even when you're not. Or even when you're black in some cases. I mean, think of how asinine that is. How ridiculous it is. Right? There are many, many, many. Leo Terrell is one of them. I mean, they called Larry Elder the black face of white supremacy. Seriously? We took issue with the governor's recent press conference about the recovery of Florida. Now, governor mentions his concerns about potential looting and what could happen in the absence of infrastructure. Right? If the cops can't get you, if they can't help you, they can't be there for you, then what? The other thing he said is that we're concerned about, particularly in those areas that were really hit hard, we want to make sure that we're maintaining law and order, addressing would-be looters directly. Don't even think about looting. Don't even think about taking advantage of people in this vulnerable situation. He went on to say that the local law enforcement is involved in monitoring what he explained. You can't have people bringing boats into some of these islands and try to ransack people's homes. It's not right. He said, I can tell you in the state of Florida, you never know what might be lurking for you behind somebody's door. And I would not want to chance, if I were you, given that, we're a Second Amendment state. Now, what's funny about this, think about it. He just warned about it. He warned about what they might try to do. He didn't say they were going to do it. He didn't say looters would be shot on sight. He didn't say you homeowners that are there, if you see them come in, feel free to take them on. Feel free to take a shot at them. It's not what he said at all. But again, they love to do this stuff. This is how they play. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I said, just get involved, get engaged. But isn't it funny how they go looking, I believe this to no end. They go looking for stuff. They go looking for reasons why you're wrong, you're bad, whatever. So, I don't know, people. It's gotten to the point, now I said this 10 years ago, 12 years ago. I said point blank, you keep letting them take over these words. You keep not pushing back on them. Right? You keep just blowing this off like it's no big deal. It is a big deal. You keep letting them steal the narrative. You keep letting them tell you what these words mean. And the words is, these words for them are as fluid as they believe gender to be. As I said, believe gender to be, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I just really, truly look at this. How are we supposed to come together if you keep pulling us apart, if you keep driving us apart, if you keep telling us not only are we POSs, and you know what that means, we're irredeemable, remember? With deplorables that are irredeemable as well, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And it's just amazing. Again, all this is amazing to me. DeSantis even challenged a CNN reporter as well. I mean, he needs to keep doing what he's doing. Keep slamming them. Keep hitting on them. He challenged a CNN reporter on the evacuation. Apparently, the CNN reporter, you know, why do you, what did she ask? Why do you stand behind Lee County's decision not to have, this is the CNN reporter, not to have the mandatory evacuation until the day before the storm? This is CNN correspondent Nadia Romero. He said, well, where was your industry stationed when the storm hit? Were you guys in Lee County? No, you were in Tampa. Right? You were far away from this thing. So, you know, she's just trying to score points with her company. She's just trying to make that connection. We'll play the clip in a few minutes when we come back. Tom Senior, your host.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
At least one ballistic missile was fired by North Korea. It sailed over Japan and possibly into the Pacific Ocean. It's the fifth round of weapons tests by North Korea in the past 10 days. Recent gains by Ukrainian forces have been so significant that a spokesman for the Kremlin's defense ministry had to acknowledge them. Fighters for Kyiv have been making inroads in the very areas that Russia is trying to absorb. President Biden visiting Puerto Rico with First Lady Jill Biden at his side. He vowed that his administration will stand by the U.S. territory that was still recovering from Hurricane Maria and earthquakes when Hurricane Fiona devastated the island a couple of weeks ago. Wall Street marking its best day since late July. The Dow added 765 points. The Nasdaq gained nearly 240 points. The S&P 500 rose close to 93 points, a more than 2% gain for all. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Well, Charlie Daniels never hurt anybody, right? Joe Mazzito, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-722-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Be part of the solution. You know, really, that is the best way for you or I or anybody else to get things done. Just be part of the solution. That simple. All right, let's get back at it. I've got so many stories I want to get through. I won't get through them all, but I'm going to try. Somebody just sent me this. I don't quite get it, but I do. So apparently Joey B, he's a little befuddled. He kind of confused people. This is why they should let him tweet, for sure. But he confused people because he was comparing or made comparisons to the Almighty. Now, Joey usually doesn't do stuff like that, right? But on Sunday, with a tweet that seemed to, like, invoke comparisons between the Almighty and Satan, while he was arguing, ready for this, on behalf of upholding Roe versus Wade, Biden's official Twitter account went to the just really weird comparison. It seemed like the choice between abortion on demand and restrictions of 15 weeks is a comparison, well, let's put it in his words. My dad used to say, Joey, Mike said the same thing. Don't compare me to the Almighty. Compare me to the alternative. And here's the deal. Democrats want to codify Roe. Republicans want a national ban on abortion. The choice is clear. It's not true, but choice is clear. Now, the life of Biden's father was one of many stories that Biden's told while on the trail. I mean, constantly. And some of them don't make absolutely any sense because they're not associated with the story he's telling or with the situation he's in, right? Now, Twitter users really viewed it a little differently, right? So one person says, hey, so we're supposed to compare you to Satan? This is Buzz Patterson from Red State. You have to sit there and think to yourself, what the heck was he talking about? And why doesn't he clarify if he sees it so confusing? Now, Daily Caller News editor Grayson Akwae tweeted, "The Almighty might have plenty to say about your willingness to facilitate the industrial-scale slaughter of the unborn, just to cement your own political career." Committee to Unleash Prosperity President Phil Kirpin wrote, "Republicans want a ban after 15 weeks. That's 3.5 months, dude. All eyes, ears, nose, fingers, toes, everything is there. Right? Democrats want taxpayer-funded abortions for any reason up to the day of delivery with no conscience protections for providers who object. None." So think about that. They call us the fascists. They call us the fascists, and yet they're the ones that want abortion on demand anytime, right up to birth. I want you to think about that. And if a doctor objects to doing it, not only can he lose his license, but he gets sued for it. Devout Catholic Update Newsbusters executive editor Tim Graham, he tweeted, "No joke, I thought this was a parody account." Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton tweeted, "Hey, fact check, left wants to do more than codify Roe. It wants to push the killing of unborn humans without any restrictions." And that is not what the majority of America wants. Over 70% of Americans want some kind of restriction on abortion. And it climbs dramatically when you talk about up to birth or in the third trimester. But we don't want to talk about that. Makes them uncomfortable. Really. Now, Biden frequently pushes his Catholic background. Many have pointed out instances that seem to contradict what he believes. And they do. You know, especially with regard to abortion. Biden appealed back in May to his natural rights as a child of God to defend abortion as people feared the Supreme Court. I mean, as a child of God, he was going to defend the killing of a baby that God says he knew that had value before it made it into your mom's womb. Right? Your girlfriend, your wife, whatever. And that he had a plan for that life. So if he had a plan for that life, and he knew you, and he had a relationship with you, who are you to stop that plan? See, I couldn't go down the God road if Biden didn't. Similar joke against Biden was made in September after Biden gave a speech that attacked what he referred to as MAGA Republicans. Right, with that almost demonic background. The optics of Biden's speech instantly became a source of internet chatter. That weird red background really threw people off. And I mean a lot of people, even people on his side of the aisle. Quite interesting. Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. This is interesting. Girls were banned from the locker room after complaining about a transgender teammate. Ridiculous. So the girls' volleyball team were banned from their own locker room in high school because they were uncomfortable. You know, I'm always hearing how all it takes is one. If one person is uncomfortable, if one person feels bad, if one this, if one that, then we need not to do it. I guess it's okay in this. As long as it fits their narrative, it's fine. I don't get it. Now, the girls were punished after some team members complained about a biological male changing clothes in the same room. The transgender student had also made inappropriate comments inside the locker room. When the girls complained, they got to boot. The school district told the girls that there was nothing they could do because state law allows boys who identify as girls to use the bathroom in the locker rooms. So now the transgender student gets an entire locker room to himself while all 10 biological girls have to change in a single stall bathroom. You know, you think about this. I've talked about this before, too. Where does it stop? Who are the accommodations made for? And do you force these people? Right? And parents, are you paying attention? Do you even know this is going on? Now, you had this, let me see, and there was an interview with a female student whose name, they didn't give out. The female student said, the first student said, she was 14 years old. She told a Daily Signal in a phone interview that she was dressing for a game when the trans-identifying student began to enter the locker room. She shared that she was not wearing a shirt, only a bra, and was halfway through putting on her shorts. Please don't come in here. We're still changing, she said. She called out as she tried to dress quickly. The trans-identifying student allegedly told her that it was fine, entered the locker room, stood to the corner, watching as the other girls finished dressing. Now, student A said that the interaction made her incredibly uncomfortable. Her mother compared the incident to voyeurism. Now, think about something. Girls, boys, whatever. You're in your locker room, you're changing. You're not staring at each other. There isn't one person hanging off in the corner looking at everybody else changing. That's kind of abnormal, unnatural, is it not? So this young man said he identified as a girl, but he wasn't dressing. He stood in the corner staring at them. Really? And it didn't seem to bother anybody. When asked by the news source, I love these girls. When asked by the news source, student A answered slowly because the reporter said to her, "Why do you take issue with a trans student entering the bathroom?" Student looked at her like, you know, as if you're nuts. She looked at her and said, "It's a dude. He was born a boy. I don't care if he's on my team. He can join anytime he wants to. I don't care. But when I'm undressing, I don't want him there." Hey, that's fine. It's over to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I'm ready to fight for you.
Yeah, that's, hey, that's the, what is that? The Bullfighter song. Always a pleasure. Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5562. We're talking about the girls that were banned from the girls' locker room for suggesting they were uncomfortable that a transgender boy was in there. Let that sink in for a second. That's what we've come to now. So the girls were uncomfortable with a male, someone who has all the male parts, professing to be a girl and staring at them in the locker room while they're changing. So I guess it's just whatever goes, goes. One of the girls was caught in an interview saying, you know, when asked why she was uncomfortable with it, she looks at the reporter and she says, because he's a dude. He's got all the boy parts and he's staring at us. Right? I mean, that's a valid point, is it not? Another female student said that that she also unsuccessfully told a student that identifies as transgender that the girls needed their privacy. You think everyone feels this way about going into a locker room, you shouldn't be uncomfortable, said female student B. She's 14. She joked that since all the girls have the same body parts, they're comfortable changing around one another. But then when the trans-identified student comes through, it doesn't feel that way. It's like, there's a male in here, and we all know it. You know, they don't do it anymore, I guess. I grew up in the days where all the boys showered together. It was a big U shower. You didn't go into a stall where I was. It's really terrible. You walk through it, the first part of it was cold. It was cold. And the second part of it was hot. Not scalding hot, but hot. And then the third part of it was cool. But it was like a big U. You walk through it. And we toweled off and we changed and we went back to class. What was the problem? Franklin Graham, president of the Samaritan's Purse and Billy Graham Evangelical Association, he sided with the girls. He said, look, thoughts don't change facts. Why are people falling for this? We have to stand up for truth, for our rights, not be steamrolled by transgender agenda, and not let society dictate what science says. Simply put, it's discrimination against biological girls and women. I kind of buy that. Look, the girl made a point that's true. Very true. When you have the same parts and pieces, you're comfortable. Because there's nothing different. And they're good. When the boys are showering together, or in the locker room together, or changing together, the parts and pieces are the same. Right? And that makes it better. They don't seem to care about... All this common sense means absolutely nothing to them. They're not interested. Right? So, they go on to say, what about the girls' rights to privacy? What about their sport, their locker rooms, their bathrooms? Do they get anything? Is anything sacred to them? Graham said the school administrators need to get their heads back on straight. Just because a boy wants to identify as a female doesn't make him a female. God decides the sex. Well, look at, even if you don't believe in God, gender has to do with your biological makeup, your DNA, does it not? I mean, I don't know anymore because of what they say all the time. What is real science and what isn't? What is made up as you go? Or if the science doesn't agree with what you believe to be truth, does that at that point mean you don't have to believe science anymore? You can make it up as you go? I am trying to understand. Right? 855-ROLD-JOE, 855-732-5563. New Supreme Court Justice Kenji Brown Jackson. Brown Jackson. She participated in her first oral argument on Monday, jumping right into the fray to grill the attorney representing the Idaho couple. Of course she did. The case Sackett versus the EPA is based on whether a lower court used the proper test to determine whether a property owner owned by Michael and Chantel Sackett is protected wetlands under the Clear Air Act. It prohibits the discharging of pollutants into navigable waters. EPA argues that the property qualifies as being adjacent to the Priest Lake, while the Sackett lawyer says to be adjacent, a piece of property would need to have a surface water that connects. But, counsel, why is that your conception of what this does, that of this does not relate in any way to the Congress's primary objective, Jackson said. Do you dispute that primary objective stated in the statute is that Congress cared about making sure the chemical, physical, and biological integrity of the nation's water was protected? Schiff countered and said, well, just because Congress has an interest doesn't mean it intends to pursue that interest at all costs. There are competing state interests at play here. Right, so why didn't Congress say immediately, Jason Jackson asked. She noted the lawmakers could have accounted for such competing interests by narrowing the scope of the law. So why didn't they? That's me. Why didn't they? They never write laws with specifics, very rarely. They leave the agencies to try to figure it out. Justice Sotomayor, she backed up her new colleague by asking why Congress did not use the word abutting, which she said also appears in the statute instead of adjacent. Later in the hearing, Justice Neil Gorsuch challenged EPA lawyer Brian Halligan Fletcher by asking how close property must be to the water for it to be adjacent. Gorsuch asked if 3 miles was close enough. Fletcher said that was likely too far. Gorsuch made his point by continuing to ask about closer proximity. I want to know what you mean. What is the definition? What is the space? So if the federal government doesn't know, he said, how is a person supposed to know? Right? Here's a person subject to criminal time in federal prison. How are they supposed to know what the law is? I thought it was great. It is a great... If I don't know what the guidelines are, if I don't know what the intent was, if I don't know what the law says for real, then how am I supposed to follow it? Right? Now, again, he went back to Gorsuch, kept pounding on how the adjacent standard applies. Someday you've got to read some of these bills. Right, really. Read some of these bills. Read how they write them. Read how loose they're written. Now, Jackson joined in. She noted that Gorsuch's point was a fair one, but then asked a question that worked in the favor of the EPA. Of course she did. She went on to say, is there a process by which a homeowner can ask? Right, Jackson, she wanted to know which Fletcher was trying to answer. She said the property owner can ask if their land is considered adjacent before they begin developing it. And on top of that, you know, where are they getting those guidelines? Now, the other thing, part about this, the historic moment, but the Supreme Court building was, for the first time since, God, March of 2020, open oral arguments to everybody. Everybody can come in and see what was going on. So, yeah, now, you know, they're making a big deal that, Jackson is the first black woman ever to serve on the Supreme Court. Okay. Is she qualified? She is? Good. Cool. Great. Wonderful. All this stuff just makes me nuts. Stop. Put the best... If they're all black, then they should be all black. If they're all white, then they could be all white. If they're all Hispanic, then they're all Hispanic. If they're all black women, great. Nobody cares. Unless you're a real racist, nobody really cares. Austin mayor slammed by police advocates for falling asleep during fallen officer's funeral. I love this. Now, this guy has been a real nut job. Law enforcement advocates are sounding off after Austin Mayor Steve Adler appeared to fall asleep during a funeral. I'm sure he was reading something and, you know, whatever. It just looked like his eyes were closed, right? This is a funeral for a fallen police officer. Tony Martin died in a tragic car crash last month, and Justin Berry, a member of the Texas Commission of Law Enforcement, and a senior officer, actually, at the Austin Police Department, said that he thought that he saw Adler nodding off during a service and received a photo of the mayor asleep afterwards. Of course, it seems to be what goes on with them, isn't it? It's very disheartening to have a mayor of the city of Austin, who was one of the ones that spearheaded all the defunding of the office, right? They don't see this as their fault. Right? They don't see any of this as their fault. Show me senior host. More on this after the break. God bless for being with me. We got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Go heat up your coffee, grab a sandwich. Not too long. Come on back.